Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone.
I say, look at that. Isn't she a beauty? What do you think she is?
I think that's a Mac Pro, sir. Oh, there's not many of them left. Been declined since 2005, sir.
Pass me the elephant gun, Ginger. We'll all eat well tonight.
Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 2nd of November 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So the internet must remain open, says David Cameron and William Hague, the Foreign Secretary. They were speaking out at a huge event called London's Conference on Cyberspace, and they were talking about all things security and all things positive and all things about the net and about how it should stay open. Open in inverted commas, I would have said, however. But it's a start. Well done, David. Nokia is going to bring Wi-Fi to London. There's going to be a trial of 26 hotspots out there across the capital. It's a large-scale trial, unquote. If you're north of the river, you're going to be very happy. If you're south of the river, well, there's always next year. iPlayer creator Anthony Rose has started a new project. It's called ZBox. It's a free iPad and web application that you can use to get all your TV that you want. It looks fantastic. It's a social TV viewing experience. Now, I'm not quite sure what that means yet, but I'm going to go and download it and have a play with it today and see what I think. And we'll have a chat about it on Big Show, maybe, because it does look like a significant leap forward. Google is reinventing itself somewhat over the next few days, it may seem. Expect a redesign of Gmail to come imminently. Yes, you'll have pictures behind it. It'll all look fine and dandy and sweet. The user interface should be cleaned up and work a little bit better. And also, they've outlined in a blog post that there's going to be more to expect from Gmail, inverted commas. That'd be really good, wouldn't it? There is a video that you can have a look at on Tech Radar that explains it all a bit more. And Google has announced Gomo. It's a meter service. And basically, if you've got a website, it will rate you as to how good it is for mobile experience. If it's crap, it gets a bad rating. And if it's good, it gets a good rating. That's got to affect your search return position as well, surely. Gmail is also reportedly coming in for iOS. It's due for a launch again imminently, and there's an optimized version as well for Safari, apparently. So we'll have to wait and see what that develops. But it's a huge moment for Google. We'll have a big chat about that one on Big Show on Thursday night, I'm sure. Apple is questioning the future of the Mac Pro line. They've had a massive decline in desktop percentage against sales. There's been a huge surge. It'd be interesting to see what that says in terms of numbers of desktop sales, not just percentage. But the Mac Pro is the one that's most vulnerable at the top end. It's due to become extinct, it would seem. But people do like getting in and tinkering, don't they? And it's the only one you can tinker. I was asked the other day whether I thought the new Mac Minis were good enough to be the iMac in a box. Need better graphics, I'm afraid, for that. GarageBand is also coming to the iPhone and the iPod Touch. It's only £2.99, not bad at all. You can get it down. The only thing I'd say is that the user interface is probably going to be a little bit cramped. But if you've got tiny fingers and not big pork sausages like mine, then you'd be very happy. And a great little idea is out there called the Game Changer. This is a little fold-out folder that I guess looks like a cover for your iPad, but you slot your iPad into it, and there's a whole pile of other stuff that lets you drag things across and play games, and you can actually change the game that you're playing with it. There's an application that you get from the iOS store, and then you're away and running. It's $80, so I don't know whether that's a bit pricey, but you'll pay that for a decent cover, I suppose. 12 South have released the Plug Bug. It's a great little device. This is something that uses your existing MacBook Pro charger, links another part onto the top of that, which plugs into your outlet, and the other part on the top also then gives you a USB out to charge your iPad or your iPhone. It looks fantastic, it gives you your full 10 watts of power, and it's only $34.99, so really good on the price as well. And apparently, Bill Gates was the person that put the stop to Microsoft's courier plans. He was having a chat with Barmer. Barmer said, "What do you think?" And apparently, Bill had an allergic reaction, unquote, to the courier pad. The reason was it was aimed at creatives, and Bill was concerned that it wasn't going to link with Outlook and all of the other business stuff. And he was worried that that would take Microsoft away from the business that it was built for. Well done, Bill. Last thing we need out there is another crap tablet. And finally, the first manned multicopter has taken flight to the skies. This thing's got, as far as I can see, 16 little multicopters on it, all controlled via iOS, I presume. And there's a guy sat on top of a balance ball, and he's held up with all of it. He is several feet off the ground, and if this thing comes apart, he's going to be chopped to pieces for sure. Very brave man. No word on price, because I hope this isn't going to be commercially available. Good God. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at bageltechnews. We'll be back again on Thursday with the big show in the evening. Usual crew planned, and we'll be catching up on all the week's news. And then on Friday, we'll be back with the Daily Show, followed by the Mac Show at 3 o'clock and the Photo Show at 4 o'clock. Everything will be back to normal. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening.
See that, Ginger? Clean through the processor. Yeah.
Sir, I think that was the last one.